Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to get to our picks. Last week, we were trying to lose, yeah. So a 2-4 week was a good week for me. We're going to flip it around, 4-2. Brian was trying to lose as well and went 4-1-1, which kind of proved the point of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to flip that around as well. It's going to be 1-4-1. We're going to actually do real picks now and pick winners at this point. That was a nice little novelty. So I did win the week last week, so it'll be my music behind the picks. Let's go, and we will start with a little college football. Clemson-Louisville, we talked about it a lot this morning. Lamar Jackson, a magician. LaMarvelous is the nickname that everybody's using, including Brian. You can't LaMarv anything when your offensive line's going up against the best defensive line in college football. It's just going to be tough. I know he can get out of any situation. I know that he could throw the ball down the field. I know his accuracy is better, and he's just got a better vision of the field this year. It just is not going to happen with -3. I think Clemson wins this game. Lamar Jackson still have a great game and lose this game by 7 or 10 points at home. Give me Clemson -3 at Louisville. Army football going to Ohio State. Gave their coach an extension. They like where this program is going. They got a couple of wins under Jeff Munkin this year. It's 30 points against an Ohio State team that's confused about what they're doing on offense and a quarterback who's lost his confidence. Yeah, I'm totally prepared for JT Barrett to have a whale of a game, and it's a possibility, and I think it may happen. But let's see Army go in there, keep this thing within 24. I think they can do it. They got a lot of pride there. Ohio State's got to work out problems, not cover spreads. So to me, it's Army plus 30 in this one. And I guess it's because of all the Longhorn shirts you've worn this week, one every day. Give me Texas plus 15.5. This line opened at 14. It made me lean towards USC a little bit. But, I mean, 15.5 is a lot of points for them. And I think that with Tom Herman, that Aaron Taylor point kind of stuck in my head. He's going to have this team prepared. They're going to keep it pretty close. And I also think that this has got backdoor cover written all over it. I mean, USC could be up big, and then all of a sudden you've got that situation where it goes from 21 to 14 really quick, and they cover Texas plus 15.5 at USC.
I have some influence on you. Illinois at USF. Remember USF a week ago? They had their game postponed versus Connecticut because of Irma. I'm going Illinois. It's playing much better under Lovie Smith. Plus 17. BC Notre Dame. Everyone is overreacting to this 1-point loss to Georgia. Yes, they didn't run for 400 yards like they did in that first game. They only ran for about 55 yards, but they're going to right the ship. They're going to stomp the you-know-what out of BC. BC's quarterback, all these turnovers, young quarterback there at BC. Steve Adazio, I believe in you. I just don't believe in this year's version of your team. Watch this linebacker, though, Harold Landry BC. He's damn good. Notre Dame minus 13. I'm going with the Irish. Iowa State at Akron. Remember, Akron lost to Penn State 52-0. Then they put 52 on Arkansas Pine Bluff or somebody last week. Well, they won't even get close to 52 because it's Iowa State that's scoring big-time points. Lost last week to Iowa in overtime. But this offense for Iowa State, they are legit. I'm taking Iowa State minus 10.5.
All right, quickly to the NFL. Denver at home to the Dallas Cowboys plus 2 is something that jumped right out to me. And this is no disrespect to the Cowboys, but the fact they're going on the road and what I saw after I woke up from the Denver Broncos game against the Chargers. Trevor Siemian looks like he's really matured. And that San Diego Chargers defense, not a pushover defense. Yeah. So the fact you've got a great defense with the Denver Broncos, one that needs to be better at stopping the run, and it has to start this week against Ezekiel Elliott. They're bad at stopping the run. But the pressure on Dak Prescott that they're going to get, Siemian playing better, I think that Dallas defense, little fool's gold in week one against the Giants. Give me Denver plus two at home. New England is just going to roll. I mean, it is a pretty much a certainty at this point that Tom Brady is going to be going off in this game. I think I broke down the wrong spread, but I will get it right for the picks. It doesn't matter. I think it's minus six. Isn't it more than minus six? That's what I wrote down.
Cowboys?
No, New England.
Oh, New England.
If it is minus six, it sounds low to me that I wrote that down wrong. But if it is, I love it. New England minus six at New Orleans. This has got Tom Brady throwing for six touchdowns written all over it. That offensive line for the Saints is a mess, so New England's defense is going to be able to smother them. And Tennessee and Jacksonville, sneaky good game this week. I'm really going to be paying attention to this, and I think that Tennessee is going to really avoid that 0-2 mark that's bad for teams that want to go to the playoffs, and they're plus two. This game, it might end up being a one-point game and Jacksonville wins. I don't know, but give me Tennessee plus two. They'll run the ball. Jacksonville will run the ball. It'll come down to third down conversions in the passing game, and the Tennessee Titans are a hell of a lot better than that, than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Whoa! Hey, Philly, at KC, Andy Reid going up against his old club once again, KC minus six. They've had about 9-10 days to sit there and read all the press clippings. Hopefully they didn't read them. Hopefully they stayed humble. Ain't that right, Kendrick Lamar? I think they are going to stay humble going up against a damn good defense. Fletcher Cox and the boys can hunt for that Eagles defense, but I'm taking KC minus six. Tampa, Chicago. Tampa, first ball game versus Miami was postponed because of Hurricane Irma. Chicago has a game under his belt, played much better than expected versus Atlanta. But Mike Glennon, the former Buccaneer, going back home. You think they're going to let you come back home and win? You must be crazy. I'm taking Tampa minus seven. Detroit at the New York Giants. The Giants minus three. I'm all over that. The Giants, everyone's telling you they'll suck because the Cowboys and that better defense than they had a year ago got out to Eli Manning. The O-line, you're no good. They've been hearing that for a week now. They will do mighty good work versus the Detroit Lions. And Detroit, if you get behind in this one, don't think about coming back. That defense will not allow you to come back. You have no running game to speak of. I'm going with the Giants minus three.
And it is New England minus six. How about that?
There you go, boy.
I thought I wrote that. I thought I made it so nine or something. Maybe I'm a little spread dyslexic. I don't know.
Don't you question yourself? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I thought I wrote it down. It just seems like low to me. I think that, I don't know. Maybe that should make me want to take New Orleans. They're going to want to play better, too, at home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.